早上的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是今生与来生之道。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is present, life, and future.
主耶稣在世的时候讲很多的道理。
When Jesus was in the world, he has preached many truths.
但是大部分呢，都谈到今生很实际的问题。
But majority of the things that he preached about is very practical about the solving the issues of the world.
他也讲了很多的比喻。
And he has also told us many parables.
那这些比喻呢，都是当时的犹太人的在生活上很容易了解的事情。
And these parables are said in a way so that the Jews at that time they can easily understand.
那么谈到人物的时候，也有谈到有的经济很好，有的非常贫穷。
And he has preached about and talk about people who are rich and talk about people who are very poor.
那早上要讲的这个主题是要根据路加福音十六章里面的耶稣所说的这个故事。
And this topic for our mutual encouragement is from the parable in Luke chapter 16.
请看路加福音十六章十九节到二十三节。
Let us take a look at Gospel of Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 23.
路加福音十六章十九节到二十三节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 23.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天说法宴乐。二十节。
20.
又有一个讨饭的，名叫拿撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。二十一节。
Verse 21.
要得财主捉住上掉下来的零碎冲击，并且过来填他的仓。二十二节。
22.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬了。23节。
23.
他在阴间受痛苦，寂寞，举目远远的望见。亚伯拉罕又望见拿撒路在他的怀里。
Verse 19. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. Verse 20. And his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dog came and licked his sores. 22. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died.And was buried. Verse 23. In hell, where he was tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side.
主耶稣在这边所说的故事到底是比喻还是真实的故事呢？没有讲清楚。
Jesus never made it clear: is this a true story or is just a parable that he had preached about?
那这里提到有一个财主，还有一个拉撒路。
But there are two characters here, the rich man and Lazarus.
那这个财主呢，到底他的名字叫什么？没有提出来。
And it was never mentioned what the name of the rich man was.
但是拉撒路呢，这个人到底是当时真实的一个人，还是一种假设呢？
And Lazarus, was he a real human being or is he a fictional character?
因为从主耶稣所说的这一段的故事呢，我们看不出来。
From this passage, we are not able to tell.
但是呢，他讲财主跟拉撒路这个呢，就是从今生一直谈到来生。
But the story here about the rich man and Lazarus, it extends from present life all the way into the life to come.
这种道理很少。
And it's very rare that Lord Jesus would preach about these truths.
像路加福音十二章里面，他有提到一个无知的财主。
In Luke chapter 12, he talked about a foolish rich man.
他把他的这个今生呢干得轰轰烈烈的经过都讲出来。
The rich man, he has talked about how the rich man is very successful in the world.
但是呢讲到他的灵魂离开他的身体死了就结束了。
But his success ends when his spirit departs from him and he died.
他的来生的状况都没有提出来。
And he never say anything about his next life.
今生是非常实际、非常重要。
Our present life is very practical and it's very important.
因此呢，人人往往会忽略了来生的问题。
And that is why people usually focus on present life and neglected about the future life.
但是有的人根本不相信有来生。
And there are some people who even does not believe in a future life.
不管相信不相信呢，主耶稣在这边所说的呢，值得我们去做参考。
But whether they believe or not, the teachings that Jesus put here is worthy of our study.
这个故事里面提到一个很有钱，另外一个呢非常贫穷。
So there are two people that was mentioned here. One is a rich man and one was in extreme poverty.
这故事里面提到有钱的人，那个人身体非常健康。
And the rich man, he was very healthy as well.
那这个贫穷的人呢，不但穷，又身上又有病。
And this poor man, not only does he live in poverty, he also has sores all over his body.
所以这个财主呢，是我们所羡慕的这种状况。
So this rich man and his status, his well-being is what we are envious of.
如果我们要扮演拉撒路，我看大部分都不愿意。
If we allow you to choose, we will never want to be like Lazarus.
但是呢，这个故事里面让我们能够去感悟到，就是连外面的富足啊。
So in this story, it tells us about the glamorous life the rich man has outwardly.
不能够代表他内心的美丽还是丑陋。
The good things that a person has outwardly does not necessarily come from that he's good inside.
但是人大部分都是能够看外表。
But usually when we look at a person, we look only at the outer appearance.
人类大部分都很注重外表。
And we are very focused on portraying ourselves very nicely outwardly as well.
这个不是说不好，还是要注重外表。
It is important that we show others our good sides.
有的人强调内心比较重要。
But some people focus on inner virtues.Which is more important.
因为这样而忽略了外表。
But sometimes they only focus on inner virtues, they forget about their outer appearance.
三月份的圣灵月刊有一篇文章。
In March of the Holy Monthly Spirit, in a magazine, there was an article.
他说我们如果呢要去见一个国王、见总统呢？我们要到美国白宫去，一定穿得非常整齐。
If we are to meet with the president, the prime minister, go to the White House to meet a very prestigious figure, then we will dress up very well.
表示对这个王、对这个总统的尊敬。
So to show the king or to show the president our reverence towards him.
他又提到我们来到教会敬拜神，我们的主耶稣是万王之王。
But he also mentioned when we come to the church, we are here to worship the King of Kings.Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要去朝见他。
If we are here to worship him,
随便穿一件内衣因为我的内心是非常好的，外表不注重。
We only put on the T-shirt because we say we have very beautiful inner virtues, so outer dresses does not matter.
我看大部分的人都不愿意，一定穿得非常整齐。
I'm sure everyone come to church, you dress up very well.
所以这个外面的这个也要注重的。
So we need to.Pay a little attention to our outer appearance as well.
但是呢，这个大部分都是在今生很需要的。
But all these things, most of them are just important in the present life.
但是呢，从这个故事里面呢，这个拉撒路的外面非常狼狈。
If we look into the story, Lazarus was in the world.His outer appearance was very horrible.
但是他进入来生的时候，非常幸福。
But when he entered into the future life, he became very blessed.
他在天上跟他的祖先亚伯拉罕在一起。
He was able to be with his ancestor Abraham.
那这个财主呢，今生非常风光。
But the rich man, he was very successful. He enjoyed a lot of things in the world.
但是进入来生以后啊，非常狼狈，非常痛苦啊。
But when he entered into the future life, he was tormented. He was in great distress.
为什么会这样？
Why is it so?
所以我们需要去了解一下。
So we need to understand and study and look into this.
所以这种今生跟来生的道理啊，实际上是很重要。
So the truth about the present life and to the next, the future life is very important.
那这个拉撒路为什么能够上天堂？
Why is it that Lazarus was able to enter into heaven?
那这个财主为什么会下阴间？
And why the rich man deserved to go down to Hades or hell?
我详细的去把它深入了解。
If we look a little bit deeper into the story,
这个财主也并不是说很坏的人，不是啊。
The rich man was never an evil man. He's not.
那这个拉撒路呢？他有什么善行啊？没有记载啊。
And Lazarus, he never recorded that he did anything virtuous.
实际上他没有办法做圣工。
In fact, he could not work for the Lord.
因为他很穷啊。
Because he was living in poverty.
那他身体又有病啊，健康状态不好啊。你要参与什么善事，没有办法，没有那种能力。
And he was very ill with sores all over his body. He was not able to participate in any kind of work.
那这种人呢，进入来生竟然上天堂。
But when he entered into the life to come, he was able to go into heaven.
那这个财主呢，啊，竟然呢下到阴间去。
But the rich man entered into the Hades.
那为什么会很穷？为什么会很富有？主耶稣没有回答这个问题。
And Lord Jesus never mentioned too why the one was poor and one was rich in the world.
我们有时候会感觉，我信耶稣这么好，为什么主耶稣不祝福我，比别人更有钱、啊、
？Sometimes we think it is so good, so wonderful that we believe in the Lord. How come He does not bless me, and so that I can be more rich than others?
啊，我信耶稣人这么好，为什么让我生病
？I'm such a good person, and I believe in Lord Jesus. Why should it be me that was ill?
你祷告问耶稣啊，主耶稣不会回答的。
If you ask Lord Jesus this question in your prayer, He will not answer you.
所以人呢，对外表要注重，神也是不会忽略的。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to our outer appearance, and God does not neglect that as well.
但是呢，神也很注重人的内心的状态。
But God also looks into a person's heart.
啊、关于这个今生与来生这个道理呢，啊，我这个主题呢，我有分很多的单元。
And with regarding to present life and to the future life, I have divided into many units.
那今天要谈的部分就是他们两个人的生活啊，这个对比比较。
And today, in the first unit, we will talk about the we'll compare and contrast.The two persons' life.
这个财主跟拉撒路啊。
The rich man and Lazarus.
这两个人呢，天生就是不公平呐。
And when we look at them, all of it, we will come to a conclusion that it is not fair.
很不平等啊。
They were treated unequally.
一个很富有，一个很贫穷。
One is very rich, and one is in poverty.
一个很健康，一个生病。
One is very healthy, and one has all these sores on his body.
很少有人一辈子啊，一生都在生病。但是这拉撒路就是这么狼狈的。
It's very rare for us to see that a person is ill all his life, but Lazarus, he has all these sores.
这个如果要追究造物主啊，真的不公平啊。
If we go and ask the Creator of all, it is not fair.
那这个拉撒路是敬畏神的。
But Lazarus was a man that reveres God.
那一个敬畏神的人为什么这么痛苦？
For a person who revered the Lord so much, why does he have to go through all these sufferings?
主耶稣在这个故事里面啊，他没有讲清楚，也没有回答。
Lord Jesus did not answer this question in the parable.
但是这个故事呢，却告诉我们。
But this is what the story tells us.
今生的生活
，the present life.
会决定来生的情形。
The present life will determine what happens in the future life.
你来生的地位是怎么样？是在今生的表现来决定。
Your status, your situation in the future life, is determined by what happens in present life.
好，那我现在来先来谈这个无名的这个财主。
So let us first talk about the rich man whose name was not recorded.
因为我们不知道他的名字啊，所以就把他当为财主就好了。
We don't know his name, so we'll just refer to him as the rich man.
他既然是财主，就是很有钱啊，经济状况非常好。
So rich man means that he is wealthy. He has a lot of possessions.
钱财本身不是罪恶。
Money or wealth in itself is not evil.
但是钱财呢，这个是一种很危险的东西。
But it's a very dangerous element.
那这个钱财呢，也容易呢因为它的存在让人去犯罪。
And because of money, a lot of people have sinned.
但是它本身不是罪。
But itself is not sin.
但是它容易呢使人去犯罪。
But it induces people to sin.
那在圣经里面有强调这个问题。
In the Bible, it has talked about this issue.
我们请看这个提摩太前书第六章。
So let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节第十节
Verse 9 and 10
提摩太前书六章九节十节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 9 to 10
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的书意里面叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中第十节
10
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。
Verse 9: People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Verse 10: For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people.Eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
第九节说想要发财的。
Verse 9 refers to those people who want to get rich.
各位，包括我本身，谁不想发财？
Every person here, including myself, who does not want to be rich?
老实讲，我也想要发财。
To tell the truth, I want to be rich as well.
但是如果不谨慎的话，会陷入在迷惑里面。
But if we are not careful, then we will fall into the temptation.
比如说，你都没有赚大财的本事啊。
For example, if we have not the capability to earn a lot of money,
你想要赚大财，你就要想一些呢不正当的手段。
But and then, if you really want a lot of money and a lot of wealth, you have to think of schemes, to think of illegal ways to get those money.
那你就陷在迷惑里面。
Then you fall into the temptation.
就因为想要发财而去做不好的事情。
And the love to want to get rich has caused you to do something that is not good.
所以钱财本身呢不是罪恶。
So money itself is not sin and it's not bad.
那这个财主呢他很有钱财。
The rich man, he has a lot of wealth.
问题就是你要怎样去运用你的这些财物啊。
But the issue here is how he should manage his wealth.
有的人呢，他用他的这个钱财啊，去误用啊，去把它做一些不好的事情。
Some people use his money in a way that is harmful, that is evil, that is not good.
那有的人借了他的钱财去做了一些很好的事情。
But there are also some people who use the money very, very meaningfully to do something that is good.
很正当的事情。
And it's very positive.
所以同样是钱财，可以恶用，也可以正当来用。
So the same wealth, the same money, people can use it to do good things, and some people can use it to do bad things.
同样想要拥有钱财。
But there are everyone wants to be rich.
有的人拿到钱财而犯罪。
But some people, when they have the money, they sin.
但是有的人没有犯罪。
But some people, when they have money, they do not sin.
那这个财主呢？ 他拥有很多的钱财，也许是祖先留给他，也许是他有本事赚到。
But the rich man, how did he become so rich? Maybe he was passed down from his ancestors, or maybe he was very capable and he gathered all this wealth himself.
但是从这个故事里面，我们发觉他没有做坏事。
And from the story, we realize he didn't do anything that is bad with his money.
没有那些很明显的恶事，没有。
It's nothing too apparent for us to see that he did something that is evil.
圣经就提到他呢，天天奢华宴乐。
The Bible only says he lived in luxury every day.
因为他有钱啊。
Because he has the money.
就是吃好、穿好、住好，衣食住不行都是高等的。
So he dressed very well. He lived in a very good place, and he eats and enjoys his life a lot.
但圣经也提到这个也是神的恩典啊。
But Bible also says these all are the blessings from the Lord.
请看传道书第五章。
But let's take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
传道书第五章十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19.
神赐人储财丰富，使他能以出用，能取自己的份。在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
Verse 19. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and positions, and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God.
这个财主呢，得到神很大的恩典呐。
The rich man has received a lot of blessings from the Lord.
还有呢，他因为身体健康，我要吃。怎么出啊都没有关系。
And he was very healthy, so he can enjoy all that he wanted to have.
有的虽然有钱哦，没有办法出，因为身体不好。
There are some people who was very rich, but because of their health condition, they cannot enjoy all the good foods that they want to enjoy.
所以他出得好，穿得好，就是因为他配得这样啊，也是一种神的恩典。
So this rich man was able to dress in purple and fine linen and was able to live in luxury. This is a blessing from God.
他天天都很快乐。
Every day he was very happy.
因为不愁出穿啊。
Because he does not have to worry about food, does not have to worry about clothing.
好像我们各位。都是从神得到这么多的恩典。
Just like everyone who sits here today, we have too received the blessing from the Lord.
请看第六章的第一节、第二节。
Let's take a look at chapter 6, verse 1 to 2 of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第六章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
我见日光之下有一种祸患，重压在人身上。第二节。
Two.
就是人蒙神赐他储财丰富尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能出用，还由外人来出用，这是虚空，也是祸患。
I have seen another evil under the sun, and it weighs heavily on man. Verse 2. God gives a man wealth, positions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing in his heart desires. But God does not enable him to enjoy them, and a stranger enjoys them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil.
这里记载，因为神的束缚，神的恩典，让人呢，钱财很多。
So here it records a man received great wealth from God.
他心里想要的都能够实现。
He lacks nothing his heart desires.
但问题就是身体不好。
But the problem is he has not a good health.
这里说神使他不能出用啊，就是身体不好啊。
He says God does not enable him to enjoy it, so that means he has bad health and he cannot eat or enjoy what he wants to enjoy.
他很慷慨啊。经常请他这些认识的人到餐厅去享用。
He is very generous. He always brings his friends to a very expensive restaurant.
他这些朋友啊，非常高兴。
All his friends are very happy.
他还是夹菜给他们吃，但是自己就是没有办法吃。
And he gave them the best dishes, but he himself are not able to enjoy.
那这个财主呢？他呢？天天奢华宴乐，他身体非常好。
The rich man here, he every day he live in luxury, he is able to party and he is able to eat very good food.
好像写传道书的这个所罗门王一样。
Just like the King Solomon who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
身体很好，要穿什么，要出什么都可以。
He has a very healthy body. He can wear, he can eat whatever he wants to have.
所以这样说起来，这个财主没有做什么大坏事，没有。
So if we look at this from this point of view, the rich man, he didn't do anything of great evil.
但是他呢，太专顾自己了。
But he focused too much on himself.
只顾自己的享受。
He only focused on his own enjoyments.
因为这是享受他自己所拥有的。
But he only enjoyed what he has.
这难道不可以吗？
Is it not right?
当然可以。
Of course, it is okay.
但是呢，圣经却说我们不要专顾自己。
But the Bible says, do not only focus on your own enjoyments.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 2.
第四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
腓立比书第二章第四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事。
Verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interest of others.
这个财主呢，就是单顾自己的事情。
The rich man, he only looked to his own interests.
但是他还好。
But he was an okay person.
他容许这个乞丐拉撒路天天呢在他的门口啊，在那边讨饭。
But he allowed the beggar Lazarus to be at his gate every day.
他没有赶他走。
He did not cast Lazarus away.
他容许这个全身生疮的这个病人啊，天天躺在他的门口啊。
He allowed the ill person who was sore all over his body to lay at his gate on a daily basis.
所以说起来，这个财主也不错啊。
So if you look at this way, the rich man he is not a bad person himself.
可能他要出门啊，就会闻到这个臭味啊。
Maybe when if he want to get out of his house, he will smell the bad odor from Lazarus.
他能够容许这个拉撒路躺在他的门口，这个就不容易。
But he allowed Lazarus to lie at his gate. This is not easy.
但是呢，他就舍不得拿他所出的哪一部分给他，他舍不得。
But he did not take what he has and give some to Lazarus.
这表示他呢，另有一种比较不好的，就不怜悯人啊。
Because he was not as merciful giving food to Lazarus.
你躺在我的门口，在这边要东西，我可以容许你啊，但是我就不怜悯你。
He allows Lazarus to lay at his gate, but he showed no mercy to Lazarus at all by giving him food.
我不能够可怜你的这种状况。
I'm not able to pity you.
因为那是你自作自受你的事情，跟我无关啊。
Because that is your own doings, and you deserve what you have today, and has nothing to do with me.
这种观念的人也不少。
There's a lot of people with this kind of concept.
但圣经又提到这个问题。
The Bible has mentioned about this issue.
请看雅各书第二章十三节。
Let's turn to Book of James, chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节，雅各书第二章十三节。
James chapter 2, verse 13.
因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯严肃向审判夸胜。
Chapter 2, verse 13. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
这个怜悯啊，就是能够同情人的这个立场。
Mercy means you are able to sympathize with people's situation.
有的人啊。正义感很强。
There are some people who has a righteous heart.
但是他就是没有这种怜悯的心态。
But they do not have, they are not full of mercy.
但是这里提到，你不能怜悯人啊，将来要受这样的待遇。
But here it says, if you are not able to show mercy to others, no mercy will be shown to you in the judgment day.
这个无怜悯的审判是在神。
The judgment without mercy, it's from the Lord.
但是怜悯可以向审判夸胜。
But mercy triumphs over judgment.
那表示呢，神是非常严厉，但是神也有慈爱的一面。
What it means is God is very righteous and just, but God also has mercy with him as well.
也表示神非常公正，但是神呢，有时候也会宽容人。
He is very just, but sometimes he will show mercy outside of the law.
所以有的人在今生啊，经常会怜悯人啊。
So there are people who is full of mercy in present life.
那虽然他也有一些缺点啊。
So even though he has some shortcomings.
那将来在主耶稣审判台前，他说：“哎。”你这个经常怜悯人好，我也怜悯人。你这个小过错啊，无所谓。
And in the judgment day, when God look at him, God will show him mercies as well. Even though he has some shortcomings, but God will show him mercy.
这个不是我们讲要这样就这样，这个是主权在主耶稣。
This is not something for us to decide. This is something that God has authority over.
所以主耶稣将来审判呢，也会以这个怜悯啊，这种再生怜悯的这个情形呢，来做审判的参考。
So God will take into consideration of how merciful we are towards others when He is judging us.
那这个财主呢，他虽然让这个拉撒路躺在他的门口啊。
So even though the rich man allows Lazarus to lay at his gate,
天天看到他，但是他无动于衷。
Every day he saw Lazarus on his way out and on his way home, but he has shown no mercy.
连一句安慰的话都没有。
He has never said anything comforting to Lazarus.
说啊，你今天有没有比较舒服一点啊？连这一句话他也不讲。
He didn't say any greeting, so ask him how he was doing.He didn't say it.
表示他没有这种怜悯的心啊。
To show that he is merciless.
有的人虽然有口无心啊。
So some people he is only talks, but he has not a merciful heart.
但是被听到的人还是有一点舒服啊。
But at least when people heard those words, they are comforted. They feel good.
虽然是无心的话，但是听到的人还是会觉得舒服一点。
Even you may not mean it, but people when they hear it, they feel good and better.
所以有的人呢，他能够讲让人舒服的话，这个是一种善事。
So if people who are able to speak words of comforting, that is good as well.
那圣经又提到说，这个怜悯是借给神啊。
And the Bible also tells us the mercy you show to others, you are lending it to God.
因为神不能够直接在这个世界上说怎样来怜悯我们。
Because God does not come into the world and show mercies to a person directly.
但是呢，我们这些敬畏神的怜悯是借给神来用的。
But those of us who show mercies on behalf of God, we are showing on behalf of God.
请看箴言十九章十七节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
箴言十九章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必偿还。
He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done.
我们没有什么本钱可以借给主耶稣用。
We have nothing that we can actually lend to Lord Jesus that He requires.
但是这里提到说怜悯啊，是借给神用。
But here it lets us know if we are kind to the poor or if we show mercy to the others, it's lending to the Lord.
那借给他用呢，他当然会还给我们。
And if we lend something to the Lord, He will surely give it back to us.
那这里说偿还啊。还有一些加利息给你啦。
And when the Lord rewards us back, He will reward with interest.
就是因为怜悯而付出的一小部分，但是神还给我们可能要加大一点。
So if you give out of a merciful heart, God will give you more than what you have give out.
我们再看。箴言十四章
Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31.
欺压贫寒的，日暮照他的子。
He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Because the rich man was not able to have mercy on Lazarus. So it shows he did not honor God.
那这个财主呢，他还有好的就是，让这个拉萨路天天呢躺在他的门口啊。So
even though he allows Lazarus to lay at his gate on a daily basis,
放在他家的门口啊。So
at the gate of his house,
为什么会这样？Why
is it so?
啊，这个也是神。
This also is an opportunity given to the rich man from the Lord.
有机会, 来帮忙这个困难的,
God gave him opportunity to help those who are poor, those who are in difficulties.
那这个拉撒路放在他的门口是别人帮忙他的。
Maybe some people has helped carry Lazarus to this rich man's door.
那可能帮忙他的这些人，财主也是认识的。Maybe
those people the rich man knows as well.
所以这些帮忙拉撒路的人呢，因为认识这个财主，所以这个财主呢，因为那些帮忙的人的缘故，就容许让他放在门口。So
the man who helped carry Lazarus there knows the rich man, and the rich man knows the man who carried Lazarus there. So the rich man allows Lazarus to be there.
那能够有这种情形发生，也是神给他的一种机会。But
this thing happens, because God allowed him to have this opportunity to help Lazarus.
请看箴言22章第2节。Let's
take a look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2.
箴言22章第2节。Proverbs
chapter 22, verse 2.
户户穷人，在树相遇，都为耶和华所造。
Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all.
有钱的人跟贫穷的人能够在一起呀，这个是也是神安排的。The
rich and the poor met together in the world. It's arranged by the Lord.
有钱的人能够认识这个穷人，也是神的安排。For
the rich man to get to know the poor man around him, it is also an arrangement from God.
那也就是说，神给这个财主的机会。That
is the Lord gave the rich an opportunity.
就是行善的机会。An
opportunity to do what is good.
但是他没有把握这个机会。But
this rich man here, he did not utilize this opportunity.
请看箴言第3章27节28节。Let
us take a look at Proverbs chapter 3.
Verse 27 and 28. Do
not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, "Come back later, I will give it tomorrow," when you now have it with you.
那这个财主呢，他有行善的力量。This
rich man has the power to do good.
但是他没有施行给这个拉撒路。But
he did not do it to Lazarus.
他有很多现成的可以帮忙他。He
has a large position he has right now to help Lazarus.
也许他一直说，明天再给你，明天再给你。Maybe
he think to himself, "I will give it to you tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow."
这个明天是永远存在的。
The tomorrow always exists.
一直推到明天。
I will do it tomorrow.
那就没有机会了。But
that's why he lost his opportunity.
所以这个财主一生就是这样混过去。So
all his life, he passed through this way.
没有把握住机会。
He did not grab hold of this opportunity today.
机会是可以不可求啊。
Opportunity are given to us. It's not something we can ask for.
偶尔啊，你碰到这个机会。
Sometimes the opportunity comes and it is here.
那能够把握住机会，这个很重要。
It is important that we can hold on to this opportunity.
所以有的人能够进入真耶稣教会，就是把握机会。
So, so some people who are able to enter into the true church, that is because they hold on to that opportunity.
再来要谈这个财主也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And this rich man is also a descendant of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就是犹太人的祖先，是非常优秀的，非常虔诚敬畏神。
Abraham is an ancestor of the Jews, and he is a very fervent person in the eyes of God.
那这个拉撒路呢，进入来生的时候就回到他的祖先亚伯拉罕的。
So Lazarus, after he died, he went into the bosom of the ancestor Abraham.
但是这个财主不能够回到他祖先的身边。
The rich man was not able to go back to his ancestor Abraham.
为什么同样是亚伯拉罕祖孙呢？他来生的待遇不一样。
They're both the descendants of Abraham, but how come in the future life they were treated so differently?
其中有一点很重要。
There is one point that is very important.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's take a look at Book of John, chapter 8,
39节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音第八章三十九节。
John chapter 8 verse 39.
他们说我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
39. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, say Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did.
主耶稣对犹太人说啊。
This is what Lord Jesus tell the Jews.
说你们都是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
You are the children of Abraham.
啊，这个财主也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
This rich man is also a children of Abraham.
但是就是没有做亚伯拉罕应该要做的事。
But he didn't do the thing Abraham did.
亚伯拉罕一生很重要的敬拜天上的神。
Abraham, one thing he did was very important. That is, he worshipped the God in heaven.
请看这个罗马书第四章第三节。
If we turn to Rome chapter 4 verse 3.
罗马书第四章第三节。
Rome chapter 4 verse
3. 经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
财主虽然是亚伯拉罕祖孙，但是他也许呢无神论，他不信神的。
The rich man, although he was a descendant of Abraham, but maybe he was an atheist, he did not believe in the Lord.
那拉撒路呢？他虽然很痛苦，但是他有信神，这个很重要。
Lazarus, he was suffering in the world, but he believed in God.
所以我们今天做的信耶稣，真的非常有福气啊。
So we who are here today who believe in the Lord, this is indeed our blessing.
今生啊，不懂得信耶稣啊。
For those people who did not know to worship God in present life,
那进入来生就跟这个财主一样。
And maybe when they enter into future life, they will end up like the rich man here.
这个财主不是很坏的人啊。
This rich man was never a bad person or evil.
就是因为呢，天天说啊，因为不信神啊。
But because he enjoyed himself, he focused on his own enjoyment, he did not believe in the Lord.
他还有一点不能把他所获得的来荣耀神。
And also, he was not able to utilize what he have to glorify God.
箴言里面提到说，我们要用我们所得的财物来尊荣神。
Proverbs says you should use your wealth to honor God in heaven.
他这一点没有做。
He didn't do it.
所以进入来生啊，就状况不一样。
So when he entered into the future life, his condition was very different.
那这个财主可能呢，他也许不相信有来生。
Maybe the rich man he did not believe in a future life.
今天有很多人不相信有来生。
Just like many people here today who did not believe in a future life.
这个财主也是这样。
Maybe the rich man was the same.
他不把这个人死了以后呢，要去哪里？不把这个事情放在心上。
He never worried about when a person dies, where a person should go.
很普遍的观念，死就算了，死就没有了。
This is a general concept. Once I die, everything ended. There's nothing to come.
有的人相信灵魂不灭，有的人相信同时消灭。
There are some people who believe soul endures forever, and some people believe soul disappears when the body dies.
但是根据耶稣在这边所说的这个故事是。灵魂是不灭的。
But according to the story that's told by Lord Jesus here, our soul does not disappear.
那人死后也不是就算了，就一切都归零。
And when a person dies, it does not mean everything is in vain. When a person dies, something happens.
请看希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Let us take a look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgments.
这节圣经很重要。
This is one of the very important Bible verse.
但有很多人不知道。
But a lot of people did not know this.
但是我们信耶稣的人都知道。
But everyone who believes in Lord Jesus knows about this.
按着定命，人人有一处的死。
Just as man is destined to die once.
人的这个命运啊，就是造物主定的。
This destiny is determined by the Maker, the Creator of all.
什么时候会死啊？这个是神决定的。
It is God who decides when will each person die.
但是死后不是就一切归零，不是啊。
But once a person dies, does not mean his life ends there.
来生还有一个审判。
There is a future and afterlife judgment.
那这个财主呢，就是忽略这一点了。
But the rich man, he who has neglected this afterlife, the judgment.
等到审判以后，下到阴间的，怎么结果会这样
？So after the judgment, he is in the Hades, in hell, suffering, and he doesn't know what happened.
所以他再生的时候，天天奢华宴乐，就把他一生就混过去啊。
So when he was in the present life, he just lived in luxury and he misused his time.
所以我们信耶稣的，有时候被人家笑说这个啊。不懂得享受人生啊。
Maybe when we are living in this world, people will mock at us. How come you don't know how to enjoy your life?
其实我们这些人才是聪明人啊。
But we are indeed the wise persons.
那个财主他懂得享受人生啊。
The rich man, he knew how to enjoy his life.
但是他就是不相信这个来生的问题。
But he did not believe in the eternal life.
所以今生与来生这个道理，这个是不改变的。
So present life and future life, the truth does not change.
这个叫做永恒的大道理。
This is a truth that will last forever.
那今生跟来生也是永恒的命运。
And this is a destiny that everyone should face and should make a decision upon.
永远不能改变的。
It is something that we are not able to change.
所以今天我们认真在传耶稣的道理，就是要让人知道有一个来生。
So today we are very diligent in preaching the gospel, is to let people know there is a future life.
那人呢，在世界上一定呢，不能够永远存在。
And we are not able to live forever in the world.
有一天呢，一定会死的。
One day we will die.
请看。传道书第八章第八节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8。
传道书第八章第八节。
Chapter 8 verse 8 of Ecclesiastes。
无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住；也无人有权力掌管属疾，这场征战无人能免。邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的。
No one has power over the wind to come contain it, and no one has power over the day of his death, as no one is discharged from in time of war. So wickedness will not release those who practice it.
人的生命掌管的这个主权是在。
The authority of our life is in the hand of our Lord.
那人的这种什么时候会临到死呢？这个主权也是在主耶稣。
And when will this day come? It's also in the hand of the Lord.
所以人要跟神来反抗这个主权是一定失败的。
If we will try to fight against Lord's authority, we will definitely fail.
圣经这种道理是不会改变的。
There are so many truths that in the Bible like this that will not change.
所以今生与来生的这个道理啊是非常重要的。
So the truth about present life and future life is very important.
那今生的钱财进入来生就没有什么用处，
and the wealth, 无效力啊。And the wealth that we accumulated this life has no use in present and future life.
所以诗篇里面也提到说，钱没有办法救人呐，脱离这个啊属期呀。
So the Psalms also tell us money will not be able, not help us escape death.
今天在世界上有很多种的疾病啊，用钱没有办法解决。
There are many kind of disease, illness in the world that is not curable by money.
因为有些医药非常贵啊，但是还是呢没有办法来解决。
Even we have some medicine that is very expensive, but he cannot heal everything.
那么有关这个今生与来生之道呢，这个主题啊，早上就讲到这里。
So this morning I conclude my first unit about the present and future.
下午来讲这个拉撒路。
And in the afternoon, we will talk about Lazarus.
唱赞美诗三百六十九首。
Let us sing hymn 369.